Welcome to the studio, Sue.
Hi, thanks.
Right, so you are from basically the New Biggin Maritime Centre.
I am, yeah. I volunteer there.
Right. And we are going to be talking about the genealogy project that they are launching. Just to, first of all, if you're a younger listener who, for example, doesn't know what genealogy is, can you take us through what genealogy actually is, basically?
Well, my understanding of genealogy is looking back at your family history, your family tree, tracing your family tree and the history so that it actually places you in history. You can see where you belong, how you came about, who your family were and where you descended from.
It's very, very interesting. My mum, my gran and my very good friend Alan used to do this. They used to go to a certain course. And we got that far back. Well, they got that far back that I don't think they could get any further. Couldn't find anything. So I always find it quite interesting. Now, the big question, why the genealogy project, basically? Do you have an aim for this?
We do have an aim. We're hoping that we will be able to link up as many people as we can from history. And part of the Maritime Centre's funding has come from the Heritage Lottery Fund. So we do tend to want to look back and look at the history of our town and look at how people are related, interrelated, how families have evolved, how the town's evolved, and just generally sort of, you know, see where we fit in history in the town. And it was a town of national importance in the past, and historically it was a place that was visited by an awful lot of people. It was a very big seaside town, it was a very big fishing village, and it had national importance. And we want to try and sort of capture some of that so that it's not lost in history and people don't forget about New Biggin and all that it had, all that it did offer and all that it brought and all that it still can offer.
Dare I say, you're saying a lot. I've never been.
It's a lovely place. It really is. It's beautiful. It's got a wonderful coastline. Earlier this week, you could see the Northern Lights there. We've seen seals. There's lots of wildlife there. The Maritime Centre itself only recently opened, but before that, there was a Heritage Centre there. And there's the old church at St. Bartholomew's on the point. And you've got a beautiful bay. And you've got views out. You can apparently, on a good day, see up to the Farne Islands. I'm not sure that that's true or not, but that's what I've been told. And you can see down to Blyth. And so you can actually, you know, see a lot of Northumberland's history. And it's a wonderful coastline, really.
I'm busy thinking. It is the place, actually, with the two people standing on there.
It is, yes. It has the couple statue. Some people like it, some people don't.
Oh, it was just on the computer yesterday. I seen it. It might be.
It's an amazing thing. From New Biggin, you only really see the backs of them. So you have to look at the little couple that's on the promenade. So you can see what they look like from the front on the little couple on the prom. And then from the prom, you see the back of them. We're hoping, you know, one day people might do boat trips so you can go and see the front of them.
So if you're not doing anything this weekend, head along to New Biggin. Sounds fun. Another question. I'm told by secret source, of course, that the centre is looking for some volunteers.
Oh, they're always looking for volunteers, yeah. We opened in July last year, and we've had lots of volunteers. Some have had to leave, and others are coming, and there's new sort of ventures going on. And we have lots of different areas where people can help out. We've got the shop, the cafe, the museum, all sort of history of the museum. People come for educational visits and school trips and things, so people are needed to help out in that way. With just the general basic running of the centre, there's admin jobs as well, and all sorts, really.
I've just been thinking, actually, it's not the place where you can go around for a walk.
You can go for a walk all round there.
Is it a lake?
No, it's not a lake. I think that's probably at Woodhorn, up at Queen Elizabeth II Park. There's a big lake there.
Probably.
That's only about a mile or so away. But you can walk all along the coastline. You can go around. You can go on up past the point up the coast. I'm not sure quite how far you can go. I think you can probably go up, almost up to Lynemouth. But there's hidden beaches on there as well. Oh, so wow. It's quite an interesting place to come to.
Yes, yes, it is. Right, so where are we? Tell us about the unique community tree.
Well, the project was started by a former resident of New Biggin who grew up there, and he left when he was about 19. He didn't really appreciate New Biggin's history, and he started looking back at it as he got older and looking back at where he fitted in. And he started with the 1841 census and discovered at that point there were 666 people living in New Biggin. unfortunate number, maybe, but from that, he's now managed to link his family tree to over 500 of the families, and he discovered that there are some very strong family links and names, and there's a lot of residents still in New Biggin or attached to New Biggin and not moved that much further away who have family links. And so what we're hoping to do is for lots of the community and people who've maybe moved away but are still interested and have stories and past history and family history that they can add. And what we're hoping to do is to build a tree that actually links the whole community, a family tree that links the whole community. And we're hoping that the community tree will, you know, lead to things like stories about how people lived and things like that, so we can build up a real sort of social history of New Biggin. And it'll be there for future generations and for other people. And we're hoping that it's probably a national first for a whole town to actually link together. And so we're quite excited about it, really. Yes, and, you know, there's so much that we can look into. And so we kick the project off on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Maritime Centre. And Hilton Dawson, who did his own family tree, and he has the family tree with the 500 families that he's linked so far. So we've still got about 160 odd families to link in, and we know that there are people around who can help us who've done their own family trees, or even people who are interested in coming along to find out how to research your family tree. We're going to have people from the Woodhorn Museum there with us who've got all the National Archive or the local archives, Northumberland Archives, and they're going to help people to actually find out how to research their family tree and show them different websites, different programs and all that sort of thing. So even if you don't have a link to New Biggin Maritime Centre or New Biggin as a whole, you can come along and find out how to research your family tree. And we know that people further afield throughout Northumberland have got links to New Biggin, and we know that people in New Biggin have got links. We've got two volunteers at the moment, one who was related to the Reaver family, one who was related to the Percy family. And we know, you know, they're big Northumberland names.
Slightly. this Saturday, the 28th, it is, yes. Yes, it is, this Saturday. 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
We've got Sue Lancaster in the studio talking about the New Biggin Genealogy Project. Of course, this interview will probably go up on the website if you ever want to hear it again. Or maybe you've just missed the first half of it. It will come on the website at some point, so where you can catch up. But we head along sort of off the Genealogy Project just for a short while. And, once you're here, you can tell us a bit more about the New Biggin Maritime Centre.
Right, well, as I said before, the Maritime Centre opened again in July, on July the 21st last year. Before that, there was a heritage centre there, and it used to have a lot of things like the maritime history and some of the coal history. And now there's a much bigger building that encompasses a cafe, a museum, a function room that's available for hire. It has the Mary Joycey lifeboat that was rescued from a park in Berkshire. It was used as a children's playground piece, and people brought it back, and the people from the town dragged it back through the town and took it and restored it. And I think it took them 3 years to actually restore the lifeboat, and it's back as sort of as it's pride and joy, really. People are very passionate about Mary Joyce Lifeboat, and it's a lovely boat. It's set in the museum, and as well as that, there's a fishing coble called Girl Anne that was one of the cobles that went out, and you know, people used to fish from it, and I think at one point the Girl Anne was rescued by the lifeboat in Newbiggin. Not that they like that to be known. There's also a lot of there's some very heart-moving films about Newbiggin life and about the way people used to live and what the women used to do and the herring ladies and how they used to deal with the catch and just there's things like holiday souvenirs from when it was a big seaside resort during the Victorian times. And there's things about Northumberland history, like, you know, how to do proggy map making and how the lines were put out and how people used to prepare for all the fishing, because there's like a specific fishing gallery, and then there's the gallery with the Mary Joyce lifeboat in it, with quite a lot of the lifeboat history and history of maritime events and things like that. And the centre's had quite a lot of events going on throughout its time since it's opened again. Lots of events teaching people about the sea, about the history, and about generally life in Newbiggin. The cafe has recently been taken over by the centre, and that's offering very reasonable meals. And you've got the beautiful view out of the over the bay, so you can just sit and look out over the bay. And on a beautiful day, the views are glorious. It's amazing. And, you know, it's something you probably pay for just on its own, just the views, let alone, you know, paying for the food as well. But, no, it's mainly run by volunteers. There's only a few members of paid staff there. But we're hoping... There's lots of projects going on, and you know, we're hoping to get there's disabled access at the moment, but we're hoping to get better access so that there'll be a viewing gallery on the top of the centre, so people can actually go out and see out to sea far more. And there's a build a bridge project where people can help donate to actually get a bridge built so that you can actually access from the land straight onto the viewing platform. And there's a lot of work going on with schools, and they have entertainment evenings. They've had the couple play going on. They've had traditional Northumbrian pipers. They're not clog dancers, rapper dancers. And they were brilliant. And, you know, events to sort of show people what's actually in the sea and what's in the sea around Newbiggin. And there's just lots more going on, and they have regular film events as well. I think they have a monthly film showing at the centre. So, you know, it's not just two boats in a museum. There's a lot more to it than that.
It does sound very, very interesting. I'll have to go along one day.
Yeah.
Opening times, do you know them?
It's open during the winter. It's open from 10 till 5. Tuesday to Saturday. On Sundays, it's open 11 till 4, I think. The cafe may shut slightly earlier. There have been a few changes recently, so it's worth having a look on the website for the actual opening times and stuff. But, yeah.
Right. And, of course, if the listeners want to get in contact with the centre for... Maybe a group can go along. Maybe
something groups like are that. Very welcome.
Yes, for the Newbiggin Genealogy Project, anything like that. How can they get in touch with the centre?
Well, we've got lots of different ways. You can have a look on the website. We've got the details there, and the website address is www.newbigginmaritimecentre.org.uk. You can email the manager, whose name is Crystal Hines, and her email address is Crystal, which is crystal.hines, which is HINDS, at newbiginmaritimecentre.org.uk. You can have a look on Facebook. We have a Facebook page that's just called Newbiggin Maritime Centre, funnily enough. And or you could ring the centre, and their phone number is 01670 816251, And if you have stories about new begin people or new begin events, and you're not very confident about writing them down, if you'd like someone to come and talk to you and then maybe record it for you, then we could come out and do that for the genealogy project. We'd be really interested.
Very interested about the Maritime Centre. For example, the other day I was watching Titanic. It shows my love of maritime things. Not really, but I was watching it, but I sort of got bored.
It's not. It's a great place, and you know, it shows you so much of past history, and not that long ago past history, and things that you just either you forget about or you never knew, and it really opens your eyes to the social history of the place and the people and the strength of character of the local people. And it's, you know, the relatives of those people that we want to talk to, we want to know all about, and really promote New Begin and give it back the sense of importance that it had in the past, and, you know, get people aware of the place again.
Yeah. I was just about to say, it's probably a super question, actually, but whereabouts is the Maritime Centre? If people want to...
If you go to New Begin, depending on which way you come in, if you come in from the Spine Road way, you just come straight through New Begin. There's one main road that goes straight through, and you just keep going until you get to... There's a pub on the corner called the Cresswell Arms, and there's a campsite, and you can see the church down beyond, and there's a car park there with free parking, and the Maritime Centre's just in front of that, looking out to the sea.
Uh-huh.
And if you come in from this kind of direction, you would come, you'd turn off the, I don't know the road names, I'm afraid, but you'd turn off the road down through Woodhorn, and you'd come down Woodhorn Road, and when you get to the bottom of the road, you turn left, and you just follow the main road round again, and you'll end up at the point. And you can't go much further than the point.
Well, thank you very, very much for coming in, Sue. Great to talk to you about the genealogy project, which is starting on the 28th.
Yes.
At 2 o'clock.
Saturday, 2 p.m. in the Latimer Room.
New Begin Maritime Centre. So, there we go. I'm sure, I'm just thinking about that, actually, the road going down to Woodhorn is the... Is it the year 1068?
It may well be.
I'll probably
or the 189.